good to start your day with a little music from the Roots.
And Cody Chestnut, I think, yes, too, on the guitar.
All right. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. You know, we are a full-service radio, internet, all-over program, and so we like to bring you all kinds of stories. And that sometimes in our meetings, we see these little bits and pieces that aren't quite worth having an entire segment on, but we know, as Allison likes to say, it's news you can't necessarily use, but boy, you're going to be happy you heard about it. And that thing, it's called the Ramble. I guess kids aren't going to be hugging it out in Oak Park, Illinois, at least at one school where they've banned hugging. That's Percy Julian Middle School. They've banned embraces because apparently students have been causing traffic jams and bottlenecks in the hallways.
No cuddle puddles allowed in Illinois.
Street meat and cuddle puddles, huh? This is the kind of program you want to be a part of. Okay. You would think that with all the, juvenile delinquency, hugging would be something that would be sort of encouraged. But Principal Victoria Schartz told a newspaper that hugging is more appropriate for airports or family reunions than passing and seeing each other every few minutes in the hall. She added hugs sometimes could be too long, too close, and usually between boys and girls.
Always have to have them. Remember they used to come by in the dances and they put a ruler between the two of you?
Yeah. Hey, Victoria Schartz.
This is for iPhone users. You probably got a warning from people. You might have seen it on our very own blog that iPhone and Apple, they didn't want to have their phones hacked, or they call it bricked. People were working their way around that only
Wait, now bricking is what Apple did.
Bricking is what Apple. Brick is when they put up building walls around so you can't hack the iPhones and you can't use whatever long distance carrier you want. You have
right.
to use
the that's what people were doing, right? They were trying to change it so they didn't have to just use AT&T, I guess.
Now, the problem is that if you have done this and you didn't follow Apple's rules, apparently your phone can pretty much just kind of melt down from the inside. They've made it nearly impossible to hack.
Yeah, they send you an update, and if you try to use the software update, the phone dies.
And there's a lot of rage. And if you've ever written anything not so nice about an iPhone, as I did once on our blog, you know the rage of iPhone users. A guy named DVD John, who was an early iPhone hacker, wrote on his blog, "Apple is well on its way to become one of the more hostile tech companies, consumer hostile tech companies."
Wow.
He's not having it.
All right, now grill this. I don't write it, people. I just read it. Evander Holyfield is the boxer challenging George Foreman's supremacy in the field of kitchen appliances. That's right. Evander Holyfield is introducing his own George Foreman-esque grill, the Evander Holyfield Real Deal Grill. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution quotes Holyfield as saying, "I've got a George Foreman grill. It's a good grill, but don't you think the latest grill is supposed to be the best grill?" They need to get him working on his message. That doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement. Don't you kind of think maybe the latest grill will be the best grill?
I wouldn't wear that T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, this one is just for the headline alone. Italian Archbishop closes convent after nuns come to blows. All right, here's the backstory. Sister Anna Maria and Sister Giambattista apparently upset about the style of their mother superior, Liliana. They got in a fight with her. The junior nuns scratched Sister Liliana in the face. The archbishop tried to reconcile the nuns, but concluded that they had lost their religious vocation, so he just closed down the convent.
Yikes.
Done. Done and done. The two junior nuns took transfers. Sister Liliana has barricaded herself inside Santa Clara.
How you solve the problem like Maria? How you catch a cloud and pin it down?
And that is the Ramble for this Monday, October 1st.
We like to bring you the most topical musical cues from 1973, even though this was actually my idea.